UCNO, licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Joshua 1 and 8. Yeah, 1 and 8. If you'll get that on the screen for me. Joshua 1 and 8. We read about what God said to Joshua. This was really important. Joshua was stepping into a position Moses had passed on, had gone on. Joshua was stepping into some big shoes. He was a faithful man. He was a warrior, knew how to fight, all that stuff. But things were about to shift for him. Amen. Let me tell you something. Things are about to shift for you too. Amen. There's going to be that. This is why we got to get ready on the inside. God will take care of the outside. If I get right on the inside and talk right, then he'll start to align details on the outside. Amen. That concur to the destiny. Amen. We don't want to thwart our destiny. So here we see where he tells Joshua, he says, this book of the law, my word, in other words, shall not depart out of your mouth. In other words, keep it there. Don't hide it there, but keep it there. And he says, but thou shalt meditate. Remember, we studied the word meditate. Go and look it up in the Hebrew, look it up in the Greek, look it up in the English. Meditate therein day and night, that you may observe and do, you may remind yourself and do according to all that's written there. For then you shall make your way prosperous and you shall have good success. Amen. God says if you keep the word in your mouth, you'll impact the environment, any environment you go into. Amen. Amen. Especially the one that determines your destiny. God says, then you'll have good success. Amen. See, we don't just want to be saved and hanging there till Jesus comes. Amen. I can't speak for everybody, but I want some success in this life. Amen. I want to leave something for my children's 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 children. I want to impact some nations. Amen. I want to have to be able to give and change lives. Amen. We don't want just enough on my table or the crumbs off the table. That's not the Zoe life. Amen. I don't despise poor or, ridicule poor. No, the poor you'll have with you always, but tell somebody, you ain't got to be poor all the time. I might have started out poor, putting change in my tithe envelope. But you ain't got 10 years later, you ain't got to be still putting change in there. Unless you just want to put change in there. So we see God saying that to Joshua, but I want to bring it into New Testament. Find me 1 Timothy chapter 4 and about, I'm going to start at about verse 7 or 8. I want to read something to New Testament. Paul talking to Timothy, as Timothy is raised up as a minister, but refuse profane and old wives' fables and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. Tell somebody, stop all the wives' fables. You know, there's a little black cat that runs out in front of me all the time over here. I say, what's up, my friend? What's up? Somebody say, oh, Lord. he can't help because he's black. Wives, fables, fears, all that stuff. Cut that off. Amen. Next verse, for bodily exercise profits little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. Okay? Godliness has promise of the life that now is. So your living is not in vain. We're not just hanging in there till Jesus comes. He says it is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. Neglect not the gift that is in you, which was given you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate. Now, here, remember Joshua was told, meditate, right? Remember that had to do with speaking as well. We hide the word in our heart, but there'll be no explosion in your environment or in your life unless you speak it out. Okay, you got to speak it out, even if it's in your closet, even if you're talking to someone else. Speak the word. Say what God is doing. You know, I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Amen. This will be my year of increase according to God's word. I'm going higher and higher. I'm extending larger and larger. Listen, this next chapter is my best chapter. Amen. That's the spirit of the prophecy that's going forth in this house. Speak it out. Talk about it. He tells Timothy, just like he told Joshua, he says, meditate upon these things. Give yourself wholly to them. He told Joshua day and night. He told Timothy in another way, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. What is he talking about? Listen, he said, meditate. In other words, Timothy, speak these things, right? Amen. Give yourself fully to them. Don't let them slip. So your profiting may appear. In other words, what you're saying, there'll be a manifestation of it. Amen. Come on, you keep saying it, your environment's going to change and everybody's going to see it. Amen. People will see, amen, it'll appear before all. But how? Because you've meditated on it. You've kept it in your mouth. You kept it before you. You've wholly gotten to it. You've been engulfed by it. Amen. It's the vision that consumes you. And all will see your profiting. In due time, everybody will see what they said that about a year ago. And look here, already. Already this stuff happened. Amen. All right. That's real important for us to understand. Because that's fundamental and foundational. The word in our heart, meditate therein. Talk about it. Talk about it at your dinner table. Stop talking about people. Talk about the word. Over the phone. Stop talking about problems. And the devil. Talk about the vision. Talk about the hope. Talk about what God is doing. Talk about the light. Keep it in your mouth. Don't let it depart. Day and night. Give yourself wholly over to it. Till people think you're crazy. You done lost your mind. That's right. This is a renewed mind. This is the mind of Christ. Then when the devil try to challenge you, tell him, just hide and watch. Just you keep hiding and watch. The word, God said, I'll send my word. Tell somebody he sent his word. His word is in the earth realm. And his word will not return unto him void. It ain't returning. Amen. It's not returning back to God. God released it. It's here. Amen. It's hovering over you, looking to see, amen, a heart. Somebody that'll put it in their mouth. Somebody that'll speak it and decree it and declare it and proclaim it and believe it and trust it. Amen. Because that word is hovering. God said, I release that Zoe word. I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And it's up over you until you say, I have abundant life. That word comes down in there and starts to manifest in the environment. All these doors start opening up. All these blessings start flowing to you. Amen. You didn't do it. God did it. You just kept the word in your mouth. That's the part of your covenant. That's the part we play. God has already established the covenant. I'm going to bless you like Abraham in your generation. But this is what you got to do. Keep the word in your mouth. Speak the word over your children. Speak the word over your body. Speak the word over your finance. When money look funny, speak the word. The word will produce after its kind. Thank you, Lord, for more than enough. Thank you for abundance. Thank you for increase. Amen. That's our advantage. See, God has chosen a territory for you. That's why I get away from folk that ain't going nowhere. You know, I ain't being evil here, but you know, it ain't going nowhere. That's right. Adios, amigos. Toodaloo. You know, they ain't going nowhere. I don't want you to go nowhere. I have 40 letters from different schools coming out of high school for basketball. But I was hanging with a group of folks, wasn't going nowhere. We used to hang out at the dugout. It, you know, God has redeemed all of that. But in hindsight, I would tell you in a heartbeat, get away from there. They ain't going away. They don't want anything. They're talking on that level. Get away. You got vision. You got purpose. You got a future. Amen. Birds of a feather will flock together. Amen. So important. So did we see that? We saw it in the New Testament. 1 Timothy 4. And what was it? Verse 10? 14? Meditate. That's New Testament. For y'all, all y'all that never read the Old Testament. That's New Testament. Same thing. See, he told the same thing to Timothy that he told to Joshua. And so that's ours. Meditate. Give yourself wholly to it. In other words, don't receive the doubt and the unbelief. You know, sometimes you come up against hurdles. That's all right. Size it up. A wise man scales the city of the mighty and casts down the confidence thereof. God will give you a strategy, a wisdom on how to get around certain things. Amen? All right, so real important. Now, want to talk about the chosen territory, because God has chosen territory for us. What's important is the transformational shift in our thinking. There are times, as was told to Timothy, and as was told to Joshua, to stir yourself up. Amen. God told Joshua in this way, he said, have not I commanded you to be strong? Amen. I ain't asking you to be strong. Amen. I ain't suggesting you be strong. Amen. Have not, Joshua, I commanded you to be strong. Amen. You ain't got no choice but to get up and be strong. Amen. When you're afraid, you got to be strong. Amen. When you don't know the way, you got to be strong. When you messed up, you got to be strong. Amen. Why? Because God got your back. God has a territory that's chosen for you. He don't want you stopping halfway because you made a mistake, because you missed the mark. God says, don't worry about that. Listen, you're a child of destiny. I got this thing. It's imperative that I get you there. You play an important part. Don't let the devil or people make you think you're not important. You are significant. Amen. Tell somebody, I might be the toenail, but walk around here without no toenail and bump your toe. Whole body be acting up. It don't matter. We're the body of Christ. Amen. He's the head. We are the body. And it says that we're raised up together with him and seated in the heavenly realm far above. In other words, the enemy is under our feet. He's under the body. Amen. That's everybody. Amen. In the body. Amen. He's under them. Amen. They are out of his reach. But you got to get your mind transformed to see it. The principle here, you won't be able to see unless you first start talking. Right now, there could be certain things you don't see. Especially pertaining to your destiny. But God works like this. Like what Joshua said, meditate. Start talking about this. Start talking about it.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.